Hello, it's David Griffiths here again. Today is January the 20th, 2020, and today we're going to be looking at part 5 of the podcast series on Speak On. Today we're going to be looking at using several ways of accessing internet radio. We're going to look at 2 inbuilt apps. The first is the TuneIn app, and the second is the VI Radio app, which is an optional plugin. But also we're going to look at putting a third virtual radio service into Speak On using some customized M3U playlists. Before we get into that though, I'd just like to acknowledge some feedback. This first relates to the second podcast, which prompted a comment from Dave Reynolds off the BCAB list, who pointed out that you don't need to create a separate shortcut to send to the desktop, but if you highlight a folder and bring up the context menu, there is in one step a send to command which will send a shortcut to the desktop. Thanks to Dave Reynolds for that. A number of people have pointed out that JAWS is running so fast that it's difficult to understand. I've certainly slowed JAWS down for this podcast. And some people have asked if I could improve the voice quality from SpeakOn. In order to try and make things sound clearer, I've actually changed Yvonne O'Brien to Scansoft Daniel. So without much ado, let's get going.
Yes, SpeakOn Media Suite 26 of 81.
There we are. Press enter there.
Enter. SpeakOn Media Suite.
SpeakOn Media Suite. Use the Manager's Tools submenu to add and remove plugins. Manager Task. Available Media Tasks List. TuneIn Radio, 1 of 9. Ready.
Now, before I go into TuneIn Radio, I need to show you the plugin menu again, I think, so that you can see where you can insert and take away the features of Beacon that you would need. So if I just press the Alt key to bring the menu key up.
Main menu. Shut down Beacon Media Suite. Alt plus F4. Menu item.
Then we go up.
Help. Sub tools.
Tools is
sub-menu.
What we want in this sub menu, so I cursor across.
Add plugins. Menu item. Remove plugins.
And remove
menu
plugins.
Item.
If you don't have any feature that I have here, you go to one of these areas.
Add plugins. Looking for source on the internet, please wait. Add plugins task. Plugins available to install checklist. Unchecked. CD. Player for audio. MP3 and Daisy 2 for music and books on CD.
The press control dot beacon speaking. So you can see that we've got a plugin available for playing CDs. I think you get that by default. I've taken that out because I barely ever use CD nowadays.
Unchecked. VI Services or NIB News Agent Audio. Visually.
And the other one is VI Services RNIB Audio. I have the ETET service, so I haven't bothered putting the audio plugin in. So that's there if you want to add in your plugin. So your list will probably be bigger than that, and certainly you will find VI Radio and possibly even TuneIn Radio in that plugin list. And if that's the case, then you will need to come to this section here and just press enter on the bit that you want, and then it will download that plugin for you, and it will prompt you to restart Beacon. And when you restart Beacon, you'll find the extra app is there.
Ending task. Manager task.
I'm just going to bring that menu up again just to show you the other bit.
Main menu. Help. Tools.
Sub menu. Again.
Add plugins. Remove plugins.
Then remove
menu
plugins.
Item.
And you'll get, because they're a bigger list here, you'll see some of the things that you can get.
Remove plugins task. Installed plugins checklist. Checked. Audiobooks. Audiobooks player for compressed audio. MP.
So I've got audiobooks.
Checked. Music. Player for music in various audio formats and playlists.
I've got music.
Checked. Other media required to launch SpeakOn with supported formats using.
We'll be using other media in a while, actually, to demonstrate use of radio in another context.
Checked. Podcast player for streaming podcast app.
So you have podcast.
Checked. Text publications reader for.
Text publications. I think you'll get that by default.
Checked. Tune in radio. Thousands of radio stations and shows. Live in podcast. 6 of 8.
I'm not sure whether you will have tune in radio by default, but if you haven't got it, you'll be able to get it from the Add Plugin menu. It'll be there.
Checked. VI Radio and Podcast. Visually Impaired Services Radio and Podcast. 7 of 8.
I'm fairly certain that's not there by default, so you'll need to check that in the ad plugin section if you want that.
Checked. VI services are NIB News Agent eText. Visually impaired services. UKRNI.
And that's the eText RNIB News Agent service, and we'll be covering using that in the next podcast. So press escape again.
Ending task. Manager task. Available media tasks list.
Okay, so if we could cursor up and down.
TuneIn Radio. 1 of 9.
That's the one that we want. So we're going to press enter to go straight into TuneIn Radio.
Enter. Contacting TuneIn Radio server. Please wait. TuneIn Radio task. Player. Loading last media played. Connecting dot dot dot. Ready. So,
when you first start TuneIn Radio, you will probably receive an error telling you that you have not put in your username and password. In order to use this app, you do need to have a TuneIn account. So if you've got a TuneIn account on your phone or your iPhone or your Android phone or even on the web, you create your account separately on TuneIn, and then once you've got your username, which is normally your email, and your password, you simply put those credentials into SpeakOn. And the way you do that is you simply go into the TuneIn app and then press the menu key again.
Main menu. End task. Return to manager. Settings. Submenu.
You go to settings.
TuneIn Radio login information. Menu item.
You go to TuneIn Radio login information. And then because I've got all my information in there, I won't bother going into it. But you just simply there, you've got two boxes. One to put your username in and one to put your password in. And then remember that in order to confirm anything in SpeakOn, you don't tab to OK. You press the menu key again. Look for the OK button in the menu. And you press enter there. So I'm already logged in to my TuneIn Radio account here.
Escape leaving menu.
Now, if we press tab.
Library, radio tree, index, internet directory, 1 of 1.
You'll hear that we're in the internet directory. And then there is, as you know on TuneIn, a vast array of radio programs and downloadable programs on the TuneIn database. And you have full access to the TuneIn database through SpeakOn here. So if I just press the right arrow key.
Connecting dot dot dot. Level 1. Favorites. Internet directory. 1 of 8.
And then you will see, first of all, the favorite folder. We'll come back to that in a minute.
Local radio. Internet directory. 2 of 8.
Then you have local radio.
Music. Internet directory. 3 of 8.
And loads of folders. And if you go in the right arrow here.
Connecting dot dot dot. Level 2. Zeros, internet directory, 1 of 31, 50s, internet directory, 60s, internet directory, 3 of 31.
They have the different genres, these are 60 stations.
Connecting dot dot dot. Level 3, featured, internet directory, 1 of 4.
They have featured.
Stations, internet directory, 2 of 4. Level 4, totally radio 60s, Australia, media, 1 of 25.
And then eventually you'll find a radio station, then once you've got your focus on a radio station, you just press enter.
Enter, player. Connecting dot dot dot. Connecting dot dot dot. Please wait dot dot dot.
And this is an Australian radio station I've never played before. I just press enter to stop.
Enter.
So you don't get all the navigation commands here because it's a radio stream. So if I press the normal speaker on left and right arrows, I don't think we'll hear anything.
Media.
You hear media.
Media.
And that's all, really, because you can't navigate through a radio stream in that sense unless you download it. So it's really just enter to stop and play the media. So press enter again.
Enter. Connecting dot dot dot. Enter.
Now, there is a problem, and the problem is that, unfortunately, TuneIn have broken part of the connection to SpeakOn, and it's quite annoying really that they've done this. So if I just show you what the problem is, if we just tab across.
Library, radio tree, totally radio 60s, Australia, 1 of 25.
So I'll just go back.
Level 2, level 0, top level, index, internet directory, 1 of 1.
And then we press right again.
Connecting dot dot dot. Level 1, favorites, internet directory, 1 of 8.
Now this, I do have, a favourite directory on TuneIn of the stations I listen to most of the time. And normally you can, within TuneIn, add station to favourites. But listen to what happened when we press the right arrow key now.
connecting dot dot dot. Unspecified server error. Can't get directory.
And basically there is a problem at the moment whereby TuneIn have broken the connection with SpeakOn. I know Isaac is trying to get that fixed so that we can regain use of the favourites folder so you can find all the stations out of the hundreds of the stations that are available on TuneIn. But that feature does not work for the moment. So there are a number of ways that you can try and mitigate the impact of that. The first is, and probably the most simple way, is either to learn where the station is very quickly in the navigation tree and you quickly find it. The other way I've found quite useful is just to use the search facility. So if we go back to the actual media player.
Player, Teltele Radio 60s, Australia, First Media.
So what we can do is use the search facility. So if I press Control F3.
Control F3.
What should happen is the search facility should come up. Not quite sure why it didn't then. Try again.
Control F3.
Search task. Type keywords for the radio stations or shows you want to search for. Edit. Blank.
And it did actually come up at that time. Not quite sure why it didn't come up the first time. And just a tip. I really don't know why TuneIn searches better with capital letters rather than lowercase. But I find it does for some reason. But anyway. So I'm just going to type in BBC London. And press enter.
Library. Level 0. Search results. Internet directory. 1 of 2.
This is search results.
Connecting dot dot dot. Level 1. BBC Radio London. Media. 1 of 127.
Okay, so we jump straight to BBC Radio London. All I've done is press the right arrow key. If I press enter now.
Enter. Tune in radio task. Player. Connecting dot dot dot.
Friday we've got an extra hour, so I don't know what we're going to do. Maybe it's raising money for Big Ben or to go Dong or something like that. I don't
know.
A
little bit quiet, so I can try and increase the volume. We remember, increase the volume with F8 in Beacon.
Audio louder, maximum.
Those 27 other countries was predicated on taking rules back, having laws.
Okay. So again, if we try again on this.
Control F3.
Search task. Type keywords for the radio stations or shows you want to search for. Edit. Blank.
So I'm just going to try again on
BBC.
I've got BBC Essex I've just typed in.
Library. Level 0. Search results. Internet directory. 1 of 2.
Let me just press the right arrow key.
Connecting dot dot dot. Level 1. BBC Essex. Media. 1 of 12.
And then press enter.
Tune in radio task. Player. Connecting dot dot dot. Connecting dot dot dot.
I have actually can't like actually afford it, or have you heard stories
about
that?
We've got BBC Essex.
Yeah. Because sometimes you hear stuff and you don't
ever.
Now that's a bit inconvenient, but it's still usable TuneIn, and hopefully at some stage the favourite directory will come back. Now, as you probably know, TuneIn doesn't just offer radio station, but it also offers downloadable programs as well. And I'm glad to say SpeakOn completely supports that feature. So just to show how that works.
Library, Radio Trick, Player, BBC Essex.
Right, I'm going to search for another program now, which I know is on TuneIn and I know is downloadable. So if we just press the search facility again with Control F3.
Control F3.
Search task. Type keywords for the radio stations or shows you want to search for. Edit. Blank.
And I'm just going to type one planet.
One space.
And then press enter.
Library. Level 0. Search results. Internet directory. 1 of 2.
Right, so we're in the search results. So in order to see the search result, we press the right arrow as normal.
Connecting dot dot dot. Level 1. One planet. Healing the planet one byte at a time. Media. Stream or download. 1 of 289.
And you can see it says stream or download. So if I press enter now.
Enter. Tune in radio task. Player. Connecting dot dot dot. Connecting dot dot dot. Connecting dot dot dot.
And then you hear the radio today show.
Welcome, I'm Rose Aguilar, and this is your Calls One Planet series. On Sunday, millions of people...
Now, because this is downloadable content, there are some more commands which were available The first is that I can use the command to restart the file from the beginning, and that's very easy. Rather than pressing enter, you simply press shift enter. So if we press shift enter now.
Shift enter. Connecting dot dot dot.
But a really useful feature is that you heard Beacon say that this is stream or download, and if you want to download it, you can press Control Shift and Enter.
Control Shift Enter. Download added to queue.
That said, download added to queue, and then it should announce
downloads complete.
Now, because we've got this radio program downloaded now, rather than simply streaming it, there are some quite nice features which are suddenly available to us. Not only can we restart from the beginning, that one is obviously shift enter would be normal, but you will remember that when we were in audiobooks, you could increase the speed of playback by pressing control F8, and you'll hear that you can do exactly the same thing now.
Enter. Connecting dot dot dot.
Control F8.
Audio faster.
Control F8. Control F8.
Audio faster.
Control F8.
Audio faster.
Rose Aguilar, and this is your Calls One Planet series.
And
on Sunday, millions of people program across the country celebrated Earth Day by bringing attention to plastic pollution, calling for clean air, water, and land.
Now, you press enter to pause it. What I didn't do in the audiobook podcast, by the way, which I should have done, would tell you the easier way to get back to playing at normal speed. This worked for both podcasts here, anywhere in Beacon, which uses audio. And you go simply Control Shift F8, and you'll hear
Control Shift F8. Audio speed, normal.
You go back to the normal audio speed and press enter.
Enter. Connecting dot dot dot.
Organizing educational and cleanup events and promoting and supporting environmental sustainability.
Enter.
Okay, there's just a couple more things I think to show you on this bit of the tuning app. First of all, to show you the download manager, where you can, if necessary, from within Speakon, delete the download or manage it. So just go to the menu.
Main menu. End task. Return to manager. Control plus F4. Menu item. Settings. Submenu. Website. Download. Submenu.
There we are. Downloads.
Download manager. Menu item.
There's a download manager.
Enter. Download manager task. Downloads list. Stream. MP3. 64 kbps. Complete. 1 of 1.
And you can see that it, you have a list of the downloads. There's only one there at the moment. If we go to the menu key.
Main menu. End task. Menu. Remove download from list and delete file in focus. Menu item.
And there we can delete it if we want to.
Download again file in focus.
We
menu item.
Download it again.
End task.
And we
menu
have
item. Ending task. Tune in radio task. Player.
Now, if you want to actually access that download as a MP3 file, then you need to go to the MySpeakon media directory. Let me type MY.
MY. MySpeakon media shortcut 27 of 81.
So press enter. And then we go to, because this is actually technically a podcast, even though we've got it in TuneIn, we press P for podcast.
P. Podcast. Enter. See users David Griffith, my speak on media podcast. Items view list box read only. To move to an item, press the arrow keys. Items view.
Right, just press control. Then we just review what we've got here.
Receive files. Favorites.
We've got favorites.
Receive files.
We've got receive files. That's where we need to go.
/12/. Enter. Shell folder view. Items view list box read only. To move to an item. KALWF.
And there we are. This is, we've got here the program. It's actually got a slightly different name than One Planet, but if we press enter.
Enter.
And VLC has started playing the file, which is the radio program we just downloaded.
Please.
Right, so we just switch back to Beacon, and I think we'll just finish the tuning app here, and just press Control F4.
Close document window. Manager task. Available media tasks list. Tune in radio. 1 of 9.
Right, and remember, Control F4 will always get you back out from your app that you're running back into the main task list. So if we press V,
VI radio, 6 of 9.
There's another radio app here, which, but I'll just show you this quickly. This is fairly straightforward.
Enter. VI radio task. Player. Loading last media played. Nothing to play. Ready.
Right, so I haven't actually played anything in here for a long time, so it's saying nothing to play. I've possibly never played anything any time at all, actually, but we'll see.
Library, media tree, radio, directory, one of one.
So I've just pressed tab again to go into the media tree. Press the right arrow.
Level 1, stations, internet directory, one of two.
The stations are held by Isaac on one of his internet directory websites.
Connecting dot dot dot. Level 2, ACB radio mainstream, station, one of eight.
And you'll hear that we've got all the specialist VIP radio stations that you're probably familiar with. So it's ACB radio.
ACB radio cafe, two of eight. ACB radio treasure trove, three of eight.
So we've got the treasure trove, three of eight. And we press N to go down to the bottom.
And the global voice, eight of eight.
So the global voice.
RNIB connect radio, seven of eight.
We'll try RNIB connect radio.
And player, connecting dot dot dot.
And we've got straight into there. So I've just shown you that app fairly quickly because it's there, but as you can see there's only eight stations, so it's not a tremendous choice. You can, however, input other radio stations into Speakom, and I think a much more useful list of stations can be imported, and I'm just going to quickly show you how you can do that. Now, from the same link where you managed to get this podcast downloaded, you should also see a link to a Sensebase zip file containing the whole list of web radio stations. When you download that, almost certainly straight into your download folder, you'll have a file called webradio.zip. What I would suggest that you do is that once you have that file, you copy or cut it, and you copy it across to the MySpeakOn media folder, and in there into the other media folder. Go to Windows Desktop again.
Windows M, Des- comma. M, M, E, Y, MySpeakOn media shortcuts, when to enter. See user's name with MySpeakOn.
Right, now we should, if we type O.
O, other media.
We should find other media, and we press enter there.
Enter. See user's David Griffith, my...
And then what we should have here...
Webradio.zip.
Webradio.zip. Now, how you unzip this depends on what program you use to unzip files. I use a program called 7-Zip, which I think is excellent. But you might use something else. You might use the Windows inbuilt unzip utility. But it depends which zip program you use. So I can't give specific instruction. This is how I would do it with 7-Zip. I would just bring the application key up.
Applications, context menu, to navigate, press up or down arrow, C, open, O.
And then I'd press 7.
7, open archive, O.
And then 7-Zip would open up and say open archive. I would then simply press E twice.
E, extract files, dot, 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 E, extract here, E. Enter, leaving menus, see users, David Griffith, my speak on media, other media, items, view, multi-select, list box, web radio, dot, zip, one of one, to move to an item, press the arrow keys.
Right, and then what we should have is...
Number, one of one, web radio, dot, web radio.
A folder created, above called web radio. And if we press enter into there...
Enter, see users, David Griffith, my comedy, BBC.
Right, so we see that they there's actually a whole number of folder been put in there. But we don't really want to look at them in here, we want to look at them in Speakon. So I'll close this down.
Alt F4, desktop folder.
And then we'll find Speakon again.
Speakon media suite, move
Speakon media suite, gain focus. Manager task, available media tasks list.
Then we go for O.
Oh, other media, 6 of 9.
And press O for other media.
Ever, other media task, player, loading last media played. Can't load playlist, nothing to play, ready.
Okay, so there's nothing in there yet, but if we press the tab key.
Library, media tree, other media, playable directory, one of one.
And press the right arrow key.
Level 1, web radio, playable directory, one of two.
We've got web radio.
Level 2, BBC stations, playable directory, one of 11.
And then, though I say it myself, there should be quite a useful list of stations suitable for people with vision impairments. So, I mean, they're BBC stations. I mean, we've covered some of them already, but...
Level 3, BBC One Extra dot M, BBC 6 Music dot M3U.
I just try that one there, do you press enter?
Enter player. Connecting dot dot dot.
Director General Lord Hall is to stand down in the summer after 7 years in the job. He said that someone new
press
should
enter
lead
the pause.
To the government.
And then again, press tap.
Library, media tree, bbc6music.m3u, 3 of 11.
Then we go back.
Level 2, BBC stations, playable comedy, playable directory, 2 of 11.
We've got a whole load of comedy stations here, so we go right again.
Level 3, British comedy channel.m3u, playlist, 1 of 10.
We've got a British comedy channel, press enter on here.
Enter player, connecting dot dot dot.
Like it's about time radical ornithologists got together.
One of the early character comics that were roaming the circuit was
Then press tab again to go back into the library view.
Library, media tree, British Comedy Channel.m3u, British Comedy Channel 2.m3u.
You see there are quite a lot of comedy channels here.
British Comedy Radio GB.m3u, Goonshow.m3u, for Just a Minute.m3u.
This is the station which is wall to wall Just a Minute.
Enter player, connecting dot dot dot.
Repeat that, but not the one you said, all right? Mm-hmm. So, well listened, Tony. 37 seconds are still available.
Just enter again to pause it.
Library, media tree, Just a Minute.m3u, 5 of 10.
So again, you can navigate with press and tab to go into the library view.
Level 2, comedy, describe TV, playable directory, 3 of 11.
They describe television, so if we press right here.
Level 3, listen factor 1, situation comedy.m3u, playlist, that's 1 of 15.
That's situation comedy, we just try that one quickly.
Enter player, connecting dot dot dot.
But this time I am innocent.
I know.
Press enter again. Now, in terms of the information you'll get on the station, it very much depends on what stream information comes out of the station. I think we probably get very little from here, but I'll just try pressing F2.
F2 01 TLF sitcom soundtracks.
Now, they're just giving you the name of the stream, it's not giving you any useful information, so that is a slight drawback with some of the streams. But you should be able to get an idea from the station title. And I know the listen factor always have a schedule online of the program they're playing on any particular time. I'll just do a couple more.
Library, media tree, listen factor 1, situation comedy.m3u, 1 of 15.
Let me just go down to some of the other ones.
Listen factor 3, educational, games, and reality.m3u, 3 of 15.
Then we've got games and reality.
Listen factor 4, variety programming.m3u, 4 of 15.
There's a couple of variety programming.
Listen factor 5, variety programming.m3u, 5 of 15.
Carry on down.
Listen factor 6, old-time radio.m3u, 6 of 15.
That's an old-time radio station.
Listen factor 7, movies, just for you.m3u, 7 of 15.
That one I think is quite useful. It's actually audio-described movies, so we just press enter, see if anything's playing.
Enter player. Connecting dot dot dot.
Sydney becomes aware of all the people gazing at them. Senator Bob Brunson watches on stonily.
So you can hear that there's audio description of this movie.
I don't know how you do it.
It's Arthur Murray, Six Lessons.
Press F, enter. We go back.
Level 2, describe TV, drama 1 and plays, playable directory, 4 of 11.
We've got drama and plays.
Level 3, American Classic Radio.m3u, playlist, 1 of 17. BBC Radio 4.m3, BBC Radio 4 Extra.m, British Radio.m3u, Crime Time. Gunsmoke. Mushroom Escape.m, Mystery Plane, National Public Radio, Old Time Radio.m, Old Time Radio C, Pumpkin FM Adventure and Westerns.m3u, 11 of 17.
Let's try Pumpkin Adventure and Western.
Enter. Connecting dot dot dot.
Yeah, there's one of us there who won't try a second gun. I'd like to make sure his partner won't either.
Here's his gun. Old one. 38 Colt revolver.
Enter.
Obviously, the quality of the station that you get will determine the sound quality.
Library. Media tree. Pumpkin. Level 2. Drama 1 and plays. Drama 2 and old time radio. Local radio stations. Playable directory. 6 of 11.
Local radio stations.
Music classical streams. Music stations. Playable directory. Reading services. Playable directory. 9 of 11.
Reading services. These are services designed for blind and visually impaired people from America, where people from local state radio tend to read things like newspapers and magazines out.
RNIB and American Council of Blind Playable Directory. 10 of 11.
They're the station, many of which already you will find in speak on in the VI radio user tasks.
Talk stations, playable directory, 11 of 11.
The talk stations, you might find these interesting.
Level 3, ESPN Sport, LBC.m3u, 2 of 4. TalkSport.m3u, 3 of 4. TalkSport2.m3u, 4 of 4.
So this is TalkBot 2, depress enter on there.
Enter player. Connecting dot dot dot.
Difficult, but it's definitely a girl. I don't think it, you know, it's something that, you know.
Press enter.
Enter.
Tab.
Library. Media tree. TalkSport.m3u. Enter player. Connecting dot dot dot.
But Jurgen Klopp seems to be able to get those players to function as a team.
So if you want TalkSport, a very easy way to get both stations. Press tab again.
Library. Media tree. LBC.m3u. 204.
Need to have LBC.
ESPN SportsCenter.m3u. 104.
I'm not quite sure if ESPN's working, but you have a go.
Enter player. Connecting dot dot dot.
ESPN Radio Sports Center.
So, yeah. So, in summary, there are three ways of accessing radio in Speakon, which I think together make it quite a powerful app. The first is TuneIn, which is slightly hampered at the moment by the lack of a favourites feature. The second is using the VI radio app, which will give you access to specialist stations. And thirdly, you can, of course, import all your own stations into Speakon to be played, make your own radio directory up and put it in the other media tasks. And in order to make that easier, I've set up a whole set of directories for you, which may be of some interest. Anyway, that's probably as much as we should cover for today. So the next podcast will be looking at using the RNIB ETEC news agent service. And this, I think, is where Speakon really starts to get going. I think it's a fantastic app, but what it can do with that. So, just the final thing to say is if you want to make any more feedback or comments to me, then do it on daj.griffith, GRIFFITH, with no S on the end, at gmail.com, or of course, just reply directly on the list where you would found the link for the podcast. Okay, bye-bye for now.